proclamation number 4357 dated the June 29th, 1948. Marriage. In the presence of God and before the world. You have to find each other in love, otherwise a union is not blessed by me. Marriage is togetherness. It is a living together in most heartfelt harmony. Marriage is a state which cannot be lawfully created, but its prerequisite is always profoundly unselfish love, which, once it is kindled within the heart, can never be extinguished again. Because the right kind of love unites the hearts, it is not a physical love which looks for fulfillment in the intoxication of senses, it is not a demanding love. Ever-giving and happiness-imparting love is the foundation of a marriage which is blessed by me. Marriage is a sincere community of two people whose hearts feel pure love for each other. A marriage like that cannot be undone, because true love can never cease. And this marriage will take place as soon as two people commend themselves to me for the blessing of their bond. Then their husband and wife before me, and they shall remain together until death separates them. Anyone who gets married in this way will always have a sense of belonging to the other person, even if external circumstances separate them. My blessing will rest upon them, because the most sacred feeling, having its source in me, was the cause of the relationship, which is the primary condition for a marriage intended by me. But pure love is rarely to be found on earth these days, although marital bonds are nevertheless still formed. This is not against my will, because humanity should reproduce itself, given that countless souls are awaiting their embodiment in order to cover their last stage of development in the world of matter. Hence the marriage between two people has to be given an externally recognizable form, a structure which incorporates certain laws, obligations and rights. Without them people would contravene my necessary order too easily, and thereby jeopardize their children's correct education, which, however, is of utmost significance for their spiritual development. The legal form of the marriage ceremony is therefore in accordance with my will, but whether my particular blessing rests on it depends on the degree of mutual love between both husband and wife, whereas it depends on my blessing whether a wedding ceremony is being conducted before people or in my presence. If a marriage ceremony is conducted for other reasons without deep mutual love, then the relationship will certainly be valid before the world, and I would not withhold my support if it is requested, but it is not a marriage in the true sense of the word which is pleasing to me. It is not the state of union wanted by me which, due to love, becomes an act of happiness that will be blessed by me. Because the giving principle will always be predominant in the presence of pure love. Consequently Roman 1, who am love itself, will never be excluded from a marriage like that, and my spirit will govern the people and work in those who step before me as husband and wife and ask for my blessing. Amen.